thank you for making a real difference for your public radio station. Are you ready to get back to traveling soon? I sure am. When you eat out in Italy, dinner can be a multi-course affair, and it often becomes the main entertainment for the evening. By the end of the meal, the table resembles a happy collage of glasses and dishes from what you and your table mates have been enjoying. By the time you get to the salad and cheese course, after the secondo and contorni have been served, there are still some after-dinner customs to keep you and your fellow diners together for a while longer. For some pointers, we're joined a tavola by Caterina Moore and Stacy Gaboni. Caterina is a former restaurateur who now specializes in guiding visitors in Italy. Stacy is an American-born artist and tour guide with an art studio in her home in Venice. She also ran a restaurant right in her neighborhood at the time we recorded our conversation. Stacy and Caterina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Buongiorno.
So in Europe, especially in Italy, a slow meal is a good thing. There's no attempt to turn the tables. Stacy,
I don't think there's anything other than a slow meal in Italy. I've never experienced one that went fast unless I was by myself.
So it's a convivial social experience.
It's an absolute social time. I think by the time you're licking off that last piece of sauce of your plate, you're starting to talk about what you're having for lunch tomorrow. So, che cosa facciamo per pranzo?
And your husband, Domenico, runs a delightful restaurant in Venice, Ristorante Bentigodi. And does he ever talk to you about, we need to turn the tables more?
To get more gross income? Never.
In America, that would be a bottom line issue.
It's not really a good business decision, I would say.
But it wouldn't work in Venice, would you?
It's not in his character to want people to leave. As a matter of fact, he wants you to stay and keep talking, and perhaps he'll sit down and join you at the end of your meal.
In fact, I've found that one of my favorite things is after basically all the people who've enjoyed their meal, most of them are gone. There's a few people sitting there. They've been enjoying the local wine, and the chef comes out and he wants to play.
Absolutely, because he's all frisky and over and, you know, letting loose. He's not under stress.
And exactly.
It must be gratifying for the chef to come out and hang out with the people who just spent four hours enjoying his cooking.
In Venice, you meet people from all over the world. It's a fantastic, you know,
I love that.
Sharing now, of culture.
Caterina Moore, to me, a lot of people will assess a restaurant early in the evening and it'll look touristy. And then they'll go back later on, a different atmosphere.
If the restaurant is filled with Italians, you certainly know that they will be there at the end of the evening.
And you could drop in at 8 o'clock and it's filled with Americans, come back at 10, and all of a sudden it's filled with Italians because they will eat later,
exactly,
as is the case in Europe. Now, when you think of all the dimensions to a fine Italian dinner after most people would think the dinner's over, what are some of the things that might be coming out after that?
Well, you definitely are going to have a fruit course. Uh-huh. That's very important because something light and refreshing after you've had this incredible meal.
And on the menu, there's a whole section and it just says frutta.
Exactly.
Okay, what else might you have, Stacy?
Formaggio, cheese. You could have maybe the cheese before the fruit, however.
And if I have some wine left over, I'm not ready for the sweet dessert yet.
No,
let's have a little Parmigiano. Different Italian cheeses. And then you might have more cheese than wine, so you got to order some more wine. And one thing leads to another.
Exactly.
That is a lot of fun. And then you get into the desserts and you might complement that with some sweet wine.
Caterina. Absolutely. So there's a wine that's going to go with each course, and that's the beauty, because you're going to have this full experience and fabric of life. And it's almost as if the meal itself is imitating our life experience.
So you've got your sweet wine, Vinsanto.
Vinsanto, yeah.
Stacy, talk about a Vinsanto.
Well, it's pretty popular in Venice because we've got these fantastic biscotti that come from Burano.
The biscotti are the little, just delightful.
Butter, the richest butter cookies I've ever inhaled in
butter
my life.
Cookies.
Yes, and you've got the S or the circle, and they dip those.
You dip it into the little wine.
Yes, I try not to bring
and there's,
those home
there's
with
nothing,
me.
That's completely
addictive.
Acceptable.
It's absolutely acceptable and a delicious way to end the meal.
It's almost a ritual.
Yes, be careful of ordering dessert and accepting biscotti and Vinsanto because really... It's then breakfast time.
and if you're not ready to go yet, there's what else do we have? We've got digestivo.
Digestivo, caffè corretto.
Talk about that a little bit.
So a digestivo is so much part of the tradition. And an American might say, wow, I'm feeling a bit full. But an Italian will say, oh, assolutamente, you need to have a digestivo. This is exactly the perfect finish to the dinner for you. and you must try it.
And a digestivo, what is a digestivo?
Well, they might slap a nice bootleg and smelling grappa in front of you, and you think, oh no, how am I ever going to get that down my throat?
And you'll manage.
And you'll manage, and they're right. It works. It literally helps you digest this wonderful meal you've just had.
So you feel like you just ate half of Venice, and then they bring out these little fire waters.
Exactly.
And it kind
often
of...
they offer them to you.
And if you're having a good time and if you've gone through all of these courses with the restaurant, what about the price? Do you talk about the price for these things? Do you
for these extra things?
Oftentimes at the end of a lovely full meal, the restaurant will bring a little finish for you, a little digestivo, just a small little thimble of it. On the chef,
yeah. It's pretty common. It's pretty common in Italy.
I have these images of just sitting back and, you know, loosening my pants a bit and then marveling at how many friends I've got at the table and how much fun we've had, how much time has gone by.
Exactly.
And how much is on the table right now in the way of just reminders of all the things we have consumed, liquid and solid. And then it's time for a cup of coffee.
A coffee. And you know, I think a lot of us Americans, we don't generally drink coffee at 11 p.m., but it's absolutely acceptable to do that. And a little cafe corretto with a little shot of Sambuca in your espresso.
Or a touch of grappa.
Or a little touch of grappa.
In your espresso.
Yeah. In your espresso.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, just a touch.
Now, you call that cafe corretto?
Corretto.
Does that mean correct?
It's, yeah, corrected coffee,
right? So I want my coffee,
right?
Corrected. I want it correct.
Corrected coffee.
Corrected. So yeah, not just, just a shot of espresso.
Slightly better that way, right?
But you pop in a little bit of the local fire water.
Exactly.
Wow. So you, Stacy and Katharina, you've enabled us to essentially double the joy of a fine meal in Italy.
Yeah, don't forget those extra details at the
By
end of the night.
Knowing how to stretch out the experience and hang out long enough to actually get to give the chef a nice mille grazie.
Mille grazie.
Mille grazie.
Mille grazie.
Say, how do you say, it was so delicious. Is there a, is
delizioso.
There a fun way to say?
Delizioso.
Delizioso. Grazie.
Sfizioso.
And what is that?
That's just like the most delicious flavor, sfizioso.
And Stacy Gaboni, how could you give the ultimate compliment for the food in Italian?
Oh, well, there's always the grazie, chef, at the end. You know, a little round of applause.
Bravo, bravo.
It's hard work to be back in the kitchen and hearing all that fun conviviality.
And I guess another note would be, don't refuse the chef if he offers you a digestivo. Just accept it. If you don't want to drink that bootleg grappa, then you just push it to the side. But accept it,
chefs
right?
Chefs are, I was going to say, famous, even notorious for bringing one extra inning out.
Or putting the bottle on the table or something like that. Culturally acceptable. Embrace that difference that we might have.
I'm so excited. I want to go back and do it again. Stacy Gaboni and Katharina Moore, thank you so much and buon appetito.
Buon appetito.
Buon appetito. Grazie, Rick.
Hey, I'm Rick Steves. Even though I've enjoyed eating out all around the world, I've always thought of myself as a budget traveler. In more than 40 years of exploring Europe and the world, I've discovered that the more money you save on overpriced restaurants and tourist scams, the more you have to spend on the sights and the meals and the experiences that really make for an unforgettable trip. That's the kind of practical wisdom and fun we aim to bring you each week on Travel with Rick Steves. Frankly, everything you hear on your public radio station is a real value. You get connected to the world by just listening. It's up to you to help support this station during these occasional fundraising drives. This is how the non-commercial public broadcasting system works in our country. Listener contributions are a major part of the station's annual budget. That support lets you and your neighbors rely on this station well into the future. These have been tough times for so many of us lately. Yet public radio is there for you. The people who make it happen are finding new and innovative ways to do the work that needs to get done. You can rely on us to bring you what you expect to hear every time you turn to this place on the dial. That's why we're asking you to determine what's it worth to you. And as you do, please give what you can to support the ongoing work of public radio in your community.